here's a story from The World.
Wuhan, the capital city of Hubei province in China, is well known across the globe as the epicenter of the coronavirus outbreak. But long before the pandemic, it had a very different reputation. For the past 25 years, Wuhan had been like Seattle, a hotbed of punk and indie rock. When The World's Rebecca Kanther visited Wuhan recently, she wanted to find out what effect the pandemic has had on the live music scene. And here's what Rebecca found.
Here at Wuhan Prison, a tiny bar that fits only about 200 people, bands perform everything from punk to reggae to metal. The manager, Dong Dong, tells me last year's lockdown caught her off guard. I closed the bar at 3 a.m., and when I got home, I found out the city was going on lockdown, she says. We had just opened 5 kegs of beer that night. She says she and her staff ended up sneaking in to drink it all up before it went bad. Normally, the bar sells drinks and uses the proceeds to pay the bands that perform on stage. With a lockdown, they couldn't open their doors for months, but were still paying rent. When the lockdown was lifted in April, businesses started opening up again. But when Dong Dong tried holding a party, police came immediately to shut it down and took her to the police station for a talking to. They told me the pandemic is still very serious. You can't have people crowding in, she says. I said, you won't let me open, but I haven't had any income for months. What should I do? She sold drinks from the doorway until June, when the bar was allowed to put on shows again. Meanwhile, musicians were stuck at home too. For some, though, the forced isolation led to inspiration. Jiang Daqiao is a bartender at Wuhan Prison, and also the lead singer of Brain Dead, a hardcore punk band. He says while the human and economic cost of the pandemic has been enormous, the half year he was stuck with his family in his hometown in northern China was a good experience. Because I couldn't work, I had time to myself and more time to write, he says. The songs I wrote were about hardship, but not necessarily related to the pandemic. I wrote about feeling trapped, but you can feel trapped even when you're not on lockdown. Most indie musicians in China can't make a living off of music alone. Their other jobs bring in steady income. That helped many of them get by during the lockdown, though they earn extra from tours and music festival gigs. Tudou plays banjo and guitar in one of China's oldest punk bands, Shenming Zhibing, or Bread of Life. The band recorded their latest album at the end of 2019, but he says they've been unable to promote it because their lead singer has been stuck in Portugal. He went there for his honeymoon before the lockdown and still hasn't been able to get back in, he says. Not all of our songs can be published online in China because the content is politically sensitive. Without live shows, it's hard for people to hear our music. Tudou says the band hopes the lead singer can get back in the country by April in time to go on tour. Just around the corner from Wuhan Prison is a larger venue, Vox Livehouse. It also houses Wild Records, an indie label. Li Banxian works for Vox and also manages the label. He says that once shows were allowed again, audiences came back strong. College students even snuck off campus to come to the shows. They'd been at home a lot and wanted to get out and hear live music, he says. One of the bands that Li manages is Chinese Football, an indie rock band that has a strong following both in China and around the world. I stopped by the studio to hear them working on a song for their new album. Lead singer Xu Bo says he was surprised how moving it was to perform again after so long. As a musician, you need live performance, he says. You need to get that feedback from the audience. The audience they most want to play for, though, is off limits for now. The band had been planning a 15-show tour in Europe last year. It was going to be their first tour outside of Asia. But the pandemic ruined their plans. It's been postponed twice already. Now it's scheduled for August, but really, who knows? Travel restrictions also mean that foreign bands can't get in. Li says that's been a boon for musicians here. It used to be that foreign bands would sell more tickets, he says. But since they're unable to come in, the local bands are getting more opportunities. I saw many bands that used to not be able to sell tickets, all of a sudden selling pretty good. A popular reality TV show, The Big Band, is also shining a spotlight on underground indie bands. Lee says venues are noticing the difference. More young people know about independent music now and want to see live shows, he says. Some of the bands that were on the show are touring and bringing in crowds. But the live music scene here still remains fragile. Li Lixing works at Vox Live House. He says things can change on a dime. This month, venues in different cities have had to cancel shows, he says. There's no 100% guarantee that any show will go on. Things are changing all the time. If there's an uptick in COVID cases, the government will just cancel all cultural activities to reduce the risk. As a result, Vox is taking an extended break for Chinese New Year and planning shows from March onwards, selling less tickets and with everyone wearing masks. For The World, I'm Rebecca Canther in Shanghai.
From PRX.